Okay, good evening, everybody. Today is Wednesday, June 11th, 2025, and it is exactly 6:06 p.m. This is a meeting of the 350th Anniversary Celebration Committee of the City of Derby. So we'll call the meeting to order and we'll rise to salute the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we'll do a roll call. I'll identify everybody who's here. Pam Haffey from the mayor's office, Cindy Serena, Francie Mengel, Chip Domrad, Pam Maddo, Marianne Smirtuk, Christine Boulay, Mark Anthony Izzo, Sue Viet, Grace. Oh, sorry, Sue Riley, sorry. Sorry. But you're still there, right? Grace, Soika, Melanie Anderson, Margaret Vicdomino, Michelle Lenane are in the room. And on Zoom is Jim Gilday, Barbara DiGennaro, Maria Blackwell, and Thomas Leonetti. Okay. Thank you all for coming. First item of business pursuant to section 81 of the charter is the public portion. So if there's anybody from the public that would like to address the committee, please come forward and state your name and address for the record. If you're on Zoom, please unmute and state your name and address for the record. Anybody from the public? Anybody from the public? Hearing none, we'll close the public portion. Thank you very much. Does somebody want to speak?
Okay. Mark.
Yes. Yep.
Tom Linetti, 79 Sunset Drive. I just want to compliment this committee on the green, the music. It was professional. You did a great job. And I'm proud to live in Derby. That was a great, great performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Anybody else from the public? Anybody else from the public? If there's nobody else from the public, we'll close the public portion. And note for the record that Lisa Braley also is in attendance as well. Okay, so number five on our agenda, everybody has a copy. If you don't have a copy of the agenda, there are copies here in the room. So number five is to update on our 350th events. We're not going to go over the previously held events, but that's just for archival purposes, so we keep a running list. But since our last meeting, I'll have a brief recap of the items that we had. We had Memorial Day Parade on Monday, May 26th. It was great weather. We did have a visit and participation of the mayor of our sister city, Francesco Rubano, and delegation. Parade overall went pretty well. Parade committee is seeking volunteers for next year, and we're trying to add back where we lost some of the bands from last year, but that's a parade committee issue. But 350 was there, and it was we're happy that Route 34 and the Derby Shelton Bridge were finished. So it looked great, and thankful to the Derby Shelton Rotary Club for the flags for heroes that made the green and the bridge look great. As I said, we had a sister city visit from the delegation. They did come and participated in the parade, visited the schools, library, city hall, the Sons and Daughters of Italy Club, and participated in the 350th, the weekend event. So they have invited us as official delegation to come to visit them. And they intend to send a delegation next summer as well. So it's very well received, and we're thankful to the generosity of the Sons and Daughters of Italy for hosting the reception that they had on the day after Memorial Day. So the May 30, 31, and June 1st, for the official record, as I stated, I put my rosary beads in the window and for no rain. And I was happy that my prayers were answered, so I want to thank the big guy for that. But it didn't account for the wind or the temperature. So But hey, we can't have everything. We didn't get flooded out and there was no snow. So that's a good thing. So a big debt of gratitude to everybody that worked on it, and a special recognition to Michelle Linnane for her organization and effort on that. So Michelle, if you want to start, and we had a full complement of all the things that I thought very well. So we didn't have like 10 taco or 10 fried dough food vendors, and we had a mixture of different things. And so let us just go briefly through that. If you want to just give an update, Michelle, and then Lisa, when you want to jump in when we get.
Hi. So the food trucks, like Mark said, we had food trucks and dessert trucks. I did send out thank yous to the food trucks and the craft vendors, and just to get some feedback. And everything came back. They want to participate in any other events we had. They had nothing but good things to say. And I think that anyone that I talked to, especially from this group, because we were all there and eating their food, everyone said positive things about something from pretty much every truck. So that went really well. I think the kids events, unfortunately Saturday was pretty cold. Didn't seem like a lot of kids were out, but on Sunday it was just so nice as we were sitting at the bottom of the green to look up and see all those kids at the top of the green with the events, the games Lisa set up, the hula hoops. I thought everything it was just so nice to see all that. And then Lisa, do you want to talk about the trolley and the...
Well, the trolley locomotive from 1888 came from the Shoreline Trolley Museum, and the bus, which was also a historical Derby bus because it ran here in the 1960s. It's from 1964, came from the Connecticut Trolley Museum. Both museums were delighted. They had a very nice experience. They were very happy. I'm sure they want their donations soon. But those were, I think, well received by everybody who saw them and talked with them, and they did a great job interacting with the public. And I was very happy on Sunday with what I did with the children's activities fitting in with the rest of them, because we had croquet and the duck pins from the old bowling alley, water pong, not beer pong. the cornhole, volleyball, we had a lot of things set up, and almost all of them were getting used regularly. And some of that was my games. And I'm very grateful for Mark Ewan and the Cub Scouts for providing a lot of those from the church. So it was really easy for me to access them from the Methodist Church. So I was very happy with those things. Thank you.
And I just want to say thank you to Mark, because that music was right up my alley all three nights. Best concerts ever. So thank you. I know that was a lot of work. So thank you. Everyone that got back to me, you know, said they would be involved in other events. They were happy. You know, you can't predict the weather. So it seemed fine.
We had a really nice time. Saturday was a little quiet. Like we all said, it was weather related. Sunday was great. We were giving out free books and free buttons, and including we had a little book sale. And everything was well attended. We're also giving out free ice pops and water. So I know the kids, when after they played their games, they're a little parched. So, but that was great where we were. It was in a good spot.
Yeah, good.
To be with all the toys and the bounce house when up finally.
Yeah, so, yeah, right. Brought finally.
Yes. Thank you.
Also want to thank the Sterling Opera House committee. They did the tours of the Sterling Opera House. That went very well. And the Elks were an integral part. We owe them a debt of gratitude for their hospitality. They hosted the entertainers, and they had tours and food and Good times there. Maria Blackwell is on the line. I just want to thank, and I don't know if you want to add anything about the tours, Maria.
No, I want to thank everybody that came. I thought they were quite successful. And, you know, I'm glad that people finally got to see the inside of the building that aren't members. And I know they were, you know, they were quite in awe with some of the stuff that we had. So thank you for letting us do that.
Well, nice. Okay, so, and then the sale of our 350th merchandise, if the sales committee would like to give an update. If there is one, if you're not, that's okay too.
We were quite busy with our sweatshirt.
Put your mic on so everybody knows what you're saying.
We were quite busy with our sweatshirts for sure, but we seem to have sold a lot of everything. We sold bells, we sold the video, the patches went, t-shirts, definitely all the sweatshirts. A lot of them, not all.
And we had a lot of help. So thank you.
We had a lot of help.
Yep. For all your help.
Yeah.
And
all 3 days.
It was busy all 3 days. We did really well.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. And thanks to everybody who volunteered, who came, and or especially the organizing part of it, you know, in the beginning. And then, of course, the days of was very helpful in going through all that. And, of course, last and but not least was the music. I think that it seemed like it got a good response. We had a good variety. I was very happy that the Derby middle school band was able to play. That was great. We're gonna have them back in the summer concert. Tony T was good, and so I thought, you know, it worked out. And like I said, we were prisoners of the weather, so we could have done a lot worse. So onward and upward, the trolley trail walk was on Sunday. Lisa, if you want to give an update on that.
Association for we had a nice little turnout, appropriate size for a walking tour, and I think everybody had a good time. Mark Anthony came out and the pictures, which was outstanding. So we could always expect to see Mark Anthony ahead of us. And took some nice photos of the group, and the feedback was good.
Good. Thank you. Okay, so the 300th time capsule archiving. I know it's been a big job. I know there was so much stuff to go through. So, Christine, if you want to turn on your mic, and that's good.
Okay, as far as the time capsule, I am so sorry that it was such a disappointment to everybody who was there. I hate to say it, but that does happen sometimes. I've gone through all of the items that we retrieved from the bottom of the vault. I hate to say it, there is not much in the way of any paper. I believe that if you wanted to pass around and I can show you some of the stuff that we got. Today I finished going through everything. They're still drying. A lot of things are going to take a couple weeks to dry. The papers that have plastic on them, little bits and pieces, it's going to take a long time for them to dry because you have to dry them very slowly. You got to dry them flat so that we can preserve and save whatever we can. There was a tremendous amount of coins. Just give you an insight. We had 3 golf balls, a cross. And just so that you can kind of be aware of the damage that the items received, it shows you the discoloration of what they look like. Okay, and we got an arrowhead too. So it's going to take me quite a bit longer. Oh, and a nail clipper. Like I said, it's going to take me a little bit more to go through them. They're in bags to protect them and to preserve them, just so that our fingers don't touch them. Like I said, as I dry more things and go through them, I'll be able to fill you in more on what's happening with the items. I did get a phone call from one of the women who put the high school ring in, and I told her that we're still going through things.
Was it just one ring? Was there more?
There was three.
All 71?
No, 2 were 71, 1 was 72. As far as all of the coins and all of the items that I have retrieved, I have not documented anything yet. I have not read anything yet. or to see what year the coins are or anything like that. That's going to take some time because they're not the easiest things to read.
Yeah, so they're not going to leave the library, right?
No, no, they're not going to leave the library. No. Right now, I still have a lot of work to do. I'll need to take photographs and document each item. And that will take a lot of time.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there a documentation of what was put in initially?
As far as I know, no. From the research that I have done, through the newspapers, and we have photographs of the 300th, everything was in sealed envelopes. So we have no idea who put what in what envelope. And because things started, I do believe wholeheartedly that things started to disintegrate the moment that thing was put in the ground. It just leaked from day one. There was not a scrap of an envelope, nothing. And I know this is going to be a little shocking. A 300th cookbook was put in. That's all that remains from the 300th cookbook. I heard there was a yearbook that went in. Nothing. So, yeah. So, as far as, everything probably should have been in plastic because there was a few things that were wrapped in plastic. I got one newspaper article. It's all brown, but you can read it. So, no list of what was put in because I think it was a lot of personal items, maybe stories or, photographs. So
people were telling me that, their grandparents wrote them a message or
right.
Others have. And I remember doing something in school, but I have no recollection of what I wrote.
Right. Yeah. There's, like I said, I have found a few pieces with a couple of words, but I have not looked at it really yet to read what things say. Backs of pictures. I do have some of those where it has few first names. It says mother, father, but that's it, an age, but there's no photograph. Because that disintegrated. It's because the photograph back was plastic. And that's why that saved. So I definitely want to help out with the committee that's putting the new time caps because I have a lot of suggestions as to what we can do.
Yeah. I mean, my suggestion is to keep this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Secure, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like so before it's, until it's documented.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I just figured I'd update the group here as to what's going on with it.
If I may, and the next time the obvious is document what goes in, but don't put it in the time capsule or someplace secure in the library.
Well, if it goes into a capsule, maybe someplace where it's accessible and it's not in the weather or in water. Yeah.
Any questions further? Thank you. Okay. So just to go through our upcoming events. We're going to be selling the memorabilia at City Hall here. So if anybody wants that, they can come to City Hall and get it or at the Derby Historical Society. And then it'll be sold at the tomorrow evening at the Derby Middle School graduation, Friday at Derby High School graduation, and then at the fireworks celebration on July 3rd. Saturday is Flag Day on the Derby Green, and Derby Elks is hosting that in conjunction with our committee. So Maria is going to give a brief. Is Maria there still?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
It's going to be at 1 p.m. on the Derby Green. If it should rain, we will have it at the Elks Lodge up in the lodge room. So everyone obviously is invited to come there. And I contacted Randy Ritter. We're in the middle of getting some things together. The scouts will help. And we have Steve Stockmall will be doing the music, and he is bringing a PA system. So all I need from you guys, if we're on the green, is a podium, it sounds like. And I believe George Curtica will be speaking in place of Mayor DiMartino. He can't make it. And is there anything else you need? Any questions from me?
I think we're good.
All right.
And also, yeah, Troop 3 will be there as well. So.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. See you Saturday with a podium.
Sounds good.
Very good. All right, then coming up on June 21st is the Harcourt Wood Day at the Derby Public Library. That's an all-day event. Marianne?
Yep, it's an all-day event. Library is open from 9 to 2. We're going to be celebrating Harcourt Wood's birthday. And we'll have cupcakes, cake, and then we're going to have Mark Weissman on piano pretty much from 10 to 1. He's also our reference and technology librarian. That's also the kickoff to our summer reading program for children, teens, and adults. So we do encourage the public, and I invite everyone here to come tour the library. We've been moving and shifting some things around. So come see what we've done. And we just hope to see you there. So thank you.
Thank you. Our summer concert series is being put together at this point. So it's not finalized, so we'll be announcing that shortly. And this year, as an added attraction, we're going to each week honor a different group of or organization in the city. So it'll be a way to say thank you and recognize those groups as we go forward. On the 3rd is a fireworks display. So we'll be selling the memorabilia there. Also, the Senior Center is doing a fried dough fundraiser. Some of you already signed up to help with that. And Derby Public Library will also have a table. We still haven't heard back from the Historical Society to sell their books. So,
and Mark, the Elks will be selling hot dogs again.
Right. Like I didn't get to my list yet. So, yes. Yeah, so, no, that's okay. So, yeah. So, the rain date is July 5th. If the rain date is July 5th. And PM Happy is handling the food vendors. And if there was a question about whether the vendors were happy or not, she can update you. Pam, come up to one of the mics so people can hear you on Zoom.
Okay, so far we have 2 novelty carts coming and 5 food vendors. The day of the 350 celebration, I walked around to all the trucks and gave them my business card. So I'm very happy with the turnout we have there. And we've done very good raising money. I'm about 2/3 of the way there to totally pay for the fireworks event. That's about it. Beautiful.
Thank you, Pam. Yeah, so the road will be blocked off. Elizabeth Street will be blocked off from Main Street to 3rd Street. And we're having a concert. The Convertibles band is playing from 7 to 9 at the end of Elizabeth Street here. Okay, so next is back to the Derby Public Library for the 1955 flood presentation.
Okay. For the month of August, we're going to have a display at the library of pictures from the flood of 55. Harold B. Yudkin, who was a prominent builder in the area, took photographs of the flood. They are dated and timed, which I'm amazed. His son, Franklin, visited the library last year and donated all of the slides. So through donations of a couple of patrons, we were able to digitize and print them. So all of these pictures, first time being seen, will be on display for the whole month. So we're going to have a reception on the 19th, just to kind of, because that is the actual date of the flood of 55. So everybody come on down and take a look. And if you come to the library, the quilt is still on display, the Valley Heritage Cultural Quilt. You've got to come down and see that before it goes bye-bye at the end of the month. So, and then we're going to have a Vietnam veteran display from the Catholic War Vets. That's going to be on display next month.
Nice. Okay. Next is the all-class reunion block party, August 30th. And Melanie Anderson and Mark Anthony Izzo are working on that, among others. I think we have other volunteers. It's evolving, so it's exciting to... Melanie, if you want to give an update on that.
We're working on it. We don't have anything specific, but we're planning on having it be probably from 3rd Street to the green on the road, blocked off. We don't have any specifics with music or anything like that, but we're going to get on it this month.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll have a subcommittee for that so that we could get, you know, get the details all worked out. And the Elks and Fuego are ready to participate. So that should be an exciting, fun time. Okay. On September 11th, there'll be a 9/11 memorial service at 6 o'clock on the Derby Green. It's the annual thing run by the fire department. And also then moving on to the Taste of Derby, which is on September 20th, 2025. Jim, are you going to give the update on that?
Yeah, I'll just say that we had Warsaw Park locked in, but they told us they had a scheduling conflict. So we have a few backup plans. So we're just finalizing the location, and we will start reaching out to vendors.
Okay, great. Thanks. So you keep us posted on that. And then you want to just go right into the pub crawl?
Yeah, so we do have all of the, we have five of the six. The vendors have already given us their sponsorship check. We have the bus lined up right around probably after the 4th of July. We'll start to promote that to solicit people to participate. Again, for those people who may not have been here in the past, we'll do that on the same day as a Taste of Derby later in the afternoon. The party bus will pretty much just make round trip from Quail and Ale through Portobello, through Fuego, the Derby Elks, Bad Sons, Twisted Vine, and do drop in, and that bus will just do a constant route. Participants will get a commemorative t-shirt, and again, we'll start promoting that after the 4th of July.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Moving on to the 350th Gala Ball on October 17th at the Lodge at THC.
We're pretty well set with that. Obviously, it's Friday, October 17th. It'll be from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. We have Maddie's Catering because they are consistently awesome. And we're all set with the DJ and photo booth. And we'll start promoting that also when it gets a little bit closer with flyers. And there'll be tables of eight, and people can either get all their friends together and family and by people or individually. Doesn't matter.
Great. Thank you, Margaret. Okay. The Derby Historical Society. I think Jim, are you there? I don't see Kelly. So I don't know if you have anything.
Yeah, I would just say on that, we have our lantern tour, which actually has proven to be a pretty, pretty big event for one of our better attended events. So we're definitely going to try to tie that into the history of Derby, and which we typically do, and tie that into the Derby 350th. So that is traditionally the Friday. We could probably lock a date in. Traditionally, that's the Friday before Halloween, unless Halloween is on Friday.
Yeah.
It'll probably be the 24th.
Thank you.
Okay, great. All right, Veterans Day is November 11th, 10:30, ceremony on the green. We are working on an ecumenical service for deceased members of the community. They have some members of the Derby Senior Center who are helping us with that. So we're going to be meeting to nail down the date and the details and working with ecumenical different clergy people to work on that. Tree lighting on the Derby Green is the day after Thanksgiving. So that'll be as per usual. And then we're also going to start a new tradition, light the tree on the Academy Hill Green. And Michelle, I didn't put it on it, but Michelle Linnane has volunteered to kind of coordinate that. So happy about that. We didn't do anything yet on that, did we? No, okay. So then on December 6th of this year is the 40th anniversary of the River Restaurant Memorial. So we're going to do a brief ceremony at the site and eventually plan for a monument to remember the the location once there's an appropriate way to do that. So that's certainly a sad day, but necessary to remember it. The 12th night celebration is also part of the Historical Society. Jim, are you still there? You are. I can see you.
Yes, I am still here.
Okay. Thanks for covering. Yes.
Yeah, so that's also been a pretty popular event for us the last couple of years. So that is usually the Saturday after New Year's. So we'll figure out what day that is if somebody has a calendar.
It's the 10th.
Thank you. So that'll be the 10th. And again, we'll definitely have that ready to go and tie that into the 350th.
January 10th.
You know, Mark, you know, now that I think about it, you know, Mark, you know, we have certainly a number of parts left over, and someone in your, you know, acting acumen and personality, it would certainly be awesome if you took a part this year.
Yeah, I'm sure Mark Anthony Izzo would be 100% for something like that. That sounds great.
Very good. Very good.
I get stage fright, so I can't do that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Very good.
Anyway, Jack Walsh is, thank you, Jim, for that. And I forgot, Christine, you could have updated those too, but Jack Walsh is sunning himself on the old sod in Ireland. So just wanted you to keep him in your thoughts as he's suffering there while we're here. So Jack, if you're listening, I hope you're having a great time, but the historic plaques, they keep going up, and there's a bunch of them. So if anybody's interested in getting one for their home or their business or historic building, please let us know, because it is, they're really nice plaques. And if you haven't seen any of them, when you go outside on the parking lot side of Derby City Hall, there's one there. That's the design of it with the city seal on it. Christine,
Do we have a list of all the places that have plaques so far?
I believe Jack has it, but we're going to put together a consolidated list, you know, it's moved quickly. So
it has.
But I think it's probably time there's enough that it'll be a robust list.
Yeah. Library has one as well.
Yeah. So it's exciting. And the First Congregational Church was the first church in the Valley. They're getting it or it's installed. So yeah, but it's in process. The 350 acts of kindness, Robin Falcioni is keeping the list, and we're going to be publishing that list, but she could not make the meeting tonight. The Lilac Distribution, Sarah's not here either, but the Lilac Distribution went very well. Distributed many, many more than we thought. Go ahead, put it on there. Hit the button. There you go.
My husband planted them in a pot because he didn't know what to do with them. They are amazing. They're growing so tall. I'm like, we got to get these in the ground.
Yeah, it's just like a chicken. What a good idea that. Put it in the ground and it'll grow. It'll lay eggs. Don't worry.
Sometimes it doesn't work that way.
No. Well, yeah. So there are still some left. They're in pots now. I can attest that they are, in fact, in pots. Growing on the Upper East Side of Derby. The ones that have not been distributed is, so if people still want them, we do have some. Okay, so all right good. So email me if you so I don't forget. Okay, so Derby Public Library and Hickory Road. Okay, so scavenger hunt, Melanie, anything? If not, that's okay. But
we've been talking about it. We think we're going to wrap it up with the concerts on the green, teams.
Okay.
Put together.
So will it be like multiple weeks kind of thing? Or
like maybe a 2-week plan thing. But to be determined still.
Okay.
But we've talked about it.
Mm-hmm. Great. And then 2026 events. We have not really, other than that January 10th thing. So we're We have ideas that have been kicked around. If anybody has any ideas that you'd like to see or consider or share the event yourself, we're happy to take those and incorporate them in to what's going on. So listen, if you have any of those ideas, just email me and we'll get them on the list and start the discussion. You know, I think over the summer we have a lot of work ahead of us, you know, with these other events that are coming up, but you know, we're going ahead pretty well. Any thoughts, questions on the upcoming events? Hearing none, I'll move on to the next committee updates. Sponsorships are going very well. We're in the process of, in the aftermath of the big event, putting together that list of sponsors. So we've had a number of them, but I didn't, before we put it, wanted to make sure the list was complete, but they're coming in and it's helping us with all of the events that are going on and then the future events that we'll have to plan for next year. So if anybody that would like to be a sponsor, please let us know, because that will be for any sponsor is for the whole year. So it's kind of going to defray the cost of all of the events and all of the stuff that's going on. So the cobblestones, the other memorabilia we talked about, but then was from the old list. The cobblestones are for those that are interested. If you're interested in one of those, it's a cobblestone / Belden block, whatever you want to call it, from Caroline Street with one of the coins that we had made up affixed to it and a little plaque as a remembrance. So they are, they will be available. We're just working with Public Works to get them out and get them, because they're not, you know, they're natural. The issue is of affixing the coin to it.
We started to take names for
it. Yes, I know there's a list. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if anybody wants to, Melanie has the list, so you can email Melanie for now. Or you can email me, it doesn't matter. But
we'll have a list.
Okay. Good on that memorabilia, we're good. Yeah, so we sold, I mean, it's steady but sure, and the, you know, the price is right for especially for the hoodies at 25. For those who are in the hoodie market, that seems to be, I guess it's a good price. And t-shirt for 15 is the good price too. So it seems like it's going well. So thanks to City Stitchers, they were very generous to allow us to make sure that the price was reasonable for everybody. The other thing is the historical digitization of the old Evening Sentinel and the other
Derby transcript,
yeah,
the Derby Evening transcript, yeah. There's
so they're almost done. Yeah, they're almost done. It was done in conjunction with the library and the committee and a grant from the Valley Community Foundation.
Right.
So
they are online.
Is it? Are they?
Yes, yeah. Not all of them. I think there's a couple of years that are not yet, yeah. But I mean, they're probably pretty much done. We got the bill.
Yeah.
So
I bet.
And they have not mailed them back yet.
Oh, that's good.
So, but no, it's encouraging. So you can go look them up. And I think it's archival digitization. It's under Ansonia.
Yeah. But Randy met with them. So it's going to be it's going to be changed to like Valley,
yes,
to make it inclusive. So our goal is to work with our neighboring cities. I believe the remainder of whatever needs to be done is about, 50,000, was it?
I'm not sure of the price, but it'll be like 1931 till the end of
the Sentinel. There's, you know, 60 more years to go.
Are they searchable?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
they're going to be in there online.
The reason why we decided to work with the library on it and the foundation saw fit to participate as well is that the way they do it, that it is in fact a clearer image, so 10,000 times easier to search the stuff, and it is searchable. So whatever you want to search, whatever term you want to search, it is definitely beneficial. So our hope is that as part of our 350 acts of kindness that the other Valley towns will participate. If everybody participates a little bit, we could get it completed. Now, granted, that takes us to 1992, so there's a lot more history since then, but news coverage is way different.
I've spoken with the Shelton Historical Society, and they're getting ready to digitize their Shelton papers. So we're talking about collaborating. Shelton History Center. They have the Shelton newspapers at their
Suburban
place.
Suburban News or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the Shelton Herald or something like that. Yes. Because the library doesn't carry them anymore. They gave them all to the Historical Society.
How about the Valley Times?
We had copies of the Valley Times at the library, but that has been sent to the Connecticut State Library for their digitization program.
So little by little. Yeah. Okay, so that's that. Next, publicity and posters and other, actually social media stuff. Again, it is we worked with Hearst Publications to help us boost all of the events. There's like a specific strategy around that. And it is most efficient if it comes from the one place, and if everybody shares it from there, it actually helps it. When there's other posts that are not part of the thing, it actually has the opposite effect. It actually takes away from the, it knocks that down in the order of how stuff goes out. So when we have these events, we have created an event in conjunction, like when we're doing it with the Elks or the library, one event so that it could then be shared out from everybody else, because it actually helps you do that. So hopefully if there's stuff that you want to have publicized to put it, we could put it through the 350th site on social media. And we do have it on the Derby website as well. So as always, we're seeking, you know, more volunteers. If people are interested in helping, if there's anybody new and they want to volunteer, certainly helpful to have anybody do that. And then, so if you know anybody, invite them to a meeting, then you can discuss it at the after party. So then the last thing is the new time capsule. Barbara DiGennaro, is that you on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Mark.
Oh, you are.
I'm here, Mark.
Okay, I don't know if you have any update or just want to overview or report about the new time capsule, the beginning stages of the planning.
A couple ideas. I wasn't able last week, but I'll be in the vicinity area in the next 2 days. One idea is to possibly see if we could get a mausoleum at cemetery. So I'm going to, I honestly don't know if the rules of the Cemetery Association, Catholic cemeteries, allow something of this nature, but it's an idea. So it's worth a shot. So kind of just, you know, floating ideas, nothing really concrete yet. You know, after seeing, you know, being there, it was very emotional, I think, for most of us, you know, that it didn't work out. But, you know, knowing my parents put stuff in there, I'm in everybody. So, if anybody has, you know, might have an idea of, what's interesting this morning, I watch Good Morning America every morning, and they're moving their studio. And yesterday, I believe it was, they buried a time capsule when they moved into Times Square. Where they buried it, what they did, I don't know that. I actually was trying to Google it a little bit today, but they showed it. And it actually, it looked like a, you know, a tube with, you know, steel on the top. I saw a Munchkin, Dunkin' Donut Munchkin box in there, but I don't know what they did with that, because they talked about, you know, taking it out and bringing it to the new location. And I think they wanted to open it 100 years later, but their move to their new location is obvious. It wasn't quite that time yet. So I'm interested to know where they have that. You know, so I think the idea of not going in the ground, or if we go in the ground, we certainly have to talk to someone who has the expertise in a vault, you know, being buried. And I, you know, again, it's preliminary. I know we have time. I don't know that. I mean, I didn't come up with a date yet, and I'm certainly would not be the one to say this is when the date is, you know, in conjunction with the committee and what one would be a good time to do it next year. If anybody has anything that they idea that they can let me know, if something I can look into, I certainly will. But that's where I'm at with that.
Thank you very much.
Can I
ask questions?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Barbara, what about on the green, I don't really know what, but I'm thinking some kind of monument, maybe like a brick, you know, four walls, and put it, encase it in there in a waterproof, just have it on the green as like a monument.
Like a mausoleum?
Above.
Yeah, great.
Above,
I mean, ground. I guess that, you know, right. I mean, again, the you know, I had also talked to somebody who was, that worked for the cemetery about how these vaults are, you know, put in the ground. But I think even an idea like that, you know, certainly somebody who has the knowledge of, you know, building that type of structure, what you would need to do to, you know, keep out the elements and not have the issue again. So, you know, I mean, that's an idea. I'll put it down, I'll write it down. I'll add it to the list. You know, it's certainly, I don't know, you know, besides, you know, actually somebody had said to me, you know, how about, is there room at Payton Fieldhouse? I mean, I don't know that there's room at Payton, but that's a whole nother issue. You know, I mean, trying to think of a something that would it be around. We're not going to be around for it, but it would would stand the test of time, whether it's a building or a monument or a mausoleum or a, you know, in the ground, out of the ground, above ground. But that's an idea. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And I think the point well taken, then, to evaluate these options, and really the two, we have work ahead of us to do some research to really figure out what is the best practice to, you know, from the vault manufacturers to, you know, to whoever else might be able to help figure that out. So, but there's time for that. And Barbara, just the what we had thought, or at least to mark down on your list, is that we would do it on May 13th of next year, the same day that we started.
On the anniversary. Yeah. Yep.
Which would be a Wednesday. So, I mean, if that works right out.
Okay. Yeah, it's just 11 months away from Friday.
Before you know it. All right, thank you, Mark, for that. Does anybody else have any other questions or issues? Yeah, no,
I just want to bring up the library. We're keeping an archive of all of the 350th things that are being produced this year, or for the 350th event. So I'm going to give you my business cards for the library. If you have anything, a flyer, any type of brochure, ad, or whatever for any event throughout this year, I want a copy of everything. You can either send it to me digitized, or if you have a piece of paper, if it doesn't, you know, get to City Hall, just send it to me directly, because I'm collecting things now and I'd like to display them at some point.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't mean to enter, but if you, so any, for any of those things, we should, we, what we, really want are two copies. One for the library and one for the time capsule, the new time capsule.
Right.
So the stuff that we have, we're keeping that. But if there's other stuff that you have or that's separate, please make sure that we get it so that we have, because the library has a different use, you know, of it's just different. So we don't want to take their copy to put it in the time capsule. We want to have that preserved there as well. And if the Historical Society wants to a copy, we can, you know, figure that, I mean, whatever, the, however, well, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. Any other thoughts, concerns? Good. So then it is 6:56. And if there's no objection, we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. We're going to set a date for the next meeting.
Oh, the next meeting. The next meeting is on the second Tuesday, which I believe is July 10th.
8th.
Oh, 8th. All right. Well, 8th. Yes, yes. The Alderman's on the 10th. I'm sorry. 6:00. That's the regular. The regular meeting is the second Tuesday at 6:00. That's what we had set. I'll send out. I'll send out a calendar invite. We had a little of adjustment because of the big event and the time frame that we had. But in general, I think the monthly will be okay. Okay. Thank you.
July 10th. That's July 10th. Yeah, but July 10th.